Hello, this is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry, and this is the Daily Prophetic Word. The Father says today, listen closely, for there is a confirmation coming for you. This speaks to things you've felt stirring on the inside of you, the whisper of destiny that I'm bringing out of the shadows of speculation and into the light of midday substantiation in my kingdom. The landscape is shifting, says the Father. The barren places are blooming. The valleys are becoming pathways to favor and open heavens. There are those who've obstructed your path, hindering my plan. Their destinies have been foreshortened because they opposed my purpose in your life. This is time for both rejoicing, yes, but also clear-headedness. Pay attention to seemingly random events, for they hold great significance. The angel of change is here, answering the cries of your heart. Embrace flexibility. Don't cling to assumptions about the future. When you hear me say, go for it, step forward confidently. Seeds you've sown in the past, seemingly dormant, will now spring forth. Seed, fruit, harvest, all in a single day. This is about your highest desires, your greatest dreams coming to pass even after so long a wait. Those you thought you'd work with, but the peace wasn't there, God said, that's enough of that. No more questioning yourself or the situation, just walk away. My hand now sweeps away the opposition, even their remnants won't impede what's coming to your life by my hand. Get ready to walk off your map, to venture into uncharted territory, for your faith has secured the title deed to this new ground. Be prepared to go where you've never been.
Now, what do you do with the word like this? You mix it with faith. You make a choice to remember that Jesus said that the kingdom of God does not come with observations. So passively observing a word or pondering a word will get you nowhere. You need to take the word and activate it by your faith. And one of the most powerful ways to get an abject unbelief or absolute faith is in the area of giving. Mix this word with some faith by sowing into its very fulfillment in your life. You see, the faith that it takes to give into a prophetic word is equivalent to the faith involved in bringing that very word to pass in your situation. Ask me how I know. Act now, because your response time in giving is a metric for God's timing in bringing this breakthrough to pass in your situation. Go to fathersheartministry.net, click on the donation button, and let your faith soar. The mailing address is Father's Heart Ministry, P.O. Box 14127, Springfield, Missouri, 65814. Or you can text the word PROPHET to 44321 if you use Cash App, $PROPHETICNOW. If you use Zelle, PropheticNow@gmail.com. I want you to know that I am here to be the prophet in your life. 2 Chronicles 20:20 says, if we believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. I want you to notice how we misread that verse so much. We think it says, believe the prophecies. It doesn't say, believe the prophecies. It says, believe the prophets, so shall you prosper. And how can you believe in the prophet unless you have one in your life? And that's what I'm here for. I want to remind you that the sky isn't falling. I don't care what you see on the news and on the media. The sky isn't falling. The kingdom in your life, the kingdom is coming. This is Russ Walden with Father's Heart Ministry. Visit us at fathersheartministry.net and take advantage of all the resources that are there to put you over in life. God bless you. Now, what do you